it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Now we're back at Fenway Park where last night not a whole lot happened. Manny Machado played the complete game. Dylan Bundy was outstanding. The Mookie Monster, he got drilled. And Adam Jones last night spent most of the evening dodging peanuts and racial slurs along the way. We'll have the manager's report in a moment. Skipper Buck Showalter right after this.
Rockabot Gobe here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. Buck, Dylan Bundy took a shutout into the eighth inning, threw a lot more fastballs than the slider. And was this kind of an example again of how he's really learning to pitch and was kind of going with what was working and maybe staying away from what wasn't?
First of all, I think what was working was trying to throw some pitches where they'd hit it at Manny or Adam. That worked out pretty good. But he, I think Dylan and Caleb and Wellington, they do a good job of reading hitter swings. You can tell a lot of time. You hear them talk about, you know, reading the swings, reading the body language of a hitter, you know, when they're charging, when they're not. And, you know, Dylan's, you know, become good at that. And also, you know, he's got more things in his arsenal than most people have.
I'm sure you were expecting Manny to receive the kind of, you know, reception he did from the crowd, the booing. Did you also expect him to respond the way he did? Because he put on quite a show.
Oh, yeah. Manny has answered a lot of challenges when put in those positions. And, you know, they don't boo the bad players. You know, he's relevant. Okay, let's put it that way. And, you know, he knows the gig. And he knows he's got the support of his teammates and his coaching staff and his fans. So, you know, it's part of playing on the road, and some things happen that are unfortunate, but unfortunately reflects on a large group. But that's the world we live in.
It is unfortunate that the win was marred by the unacceptable behavior. Some fans here, racial slurs aimed at Adam, a bag of peanuts thrown at him. Are you satisfied with the way the situation is being handled by the Red Sox and the way that Adam has handled it?
By the Red Sox, yes. You know, their owner and team president were here in my office early this afternoon and met with me and Adam, and or Adam and I. My mother would get on me about that. But they're certainly doing everything they possibly can, you know, and the security will be stepped up. You know, we've got the video of the guy throwing the object at Adam and actually hit a Boston cop, which really worked out good for us because he really got upset about it. And, you know, they'll take care of it. And very sincere. I think, you know, a lot of people have gotten involved from the Boston and Massachusetts area. And, you know, we'll proceed. You know, you realize how vulnerable you are when you're out on that field. The only thing that I told Adam today, I sure wish he'd have told me about it because, you know, I could have gotten involved with it a lot more because I would have liked to. And I think in the future he'll be more forthcoming on that.
Rockabotko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. Alec Asher making his second start with the Orioles. What did he show you in the first one?
Well, you know, obviously we caught a Toronto team who wasn't swinging the bat well, but he pitched well. I mean, that was real. It was, especially when he got his feet on the ground early. You know, he's a four-pitch mix. This guy, when he's got, you know, three of the four working, he can give you some different looks. And, you know, he's got something to get off the barrel of the bat when he's behind in the count. And he'll have his work cut out for him. We need to, you know, we activated Zach today and sent Mike right out. So, we're covered. We took Jimenez off of his work day today, so I'd rather add Zach, and we got some other moving parts here depending on how Tillman pitches tonight in Charlotte.
How comforting is it to have Zach Britton back and then back into that bullpen?
Well, you don't assume anything when he comes back. You know, it's hard to do. You know, our guys have done a great job down there in the bullpen, but you don't assume anything in the chain. You know, when you have a short outing or you're sitting there in that sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, you know, there's a lot of things have to go right by a lot of people. So, you know, Zach will take his place in that chain and realize that it's not easy to do.
Wellington Castillo still out of the lineup. What's the latest with him?
He had an MRI today just to check on what we're dealing with. It's turning more shoulder than I think I was. Usually things in a neck are related to the shoulder, but you know, as the day wore on, I got more information. I think it's more shoulder related. But, you know, we found out today there's nothing structurally wrong and just some tendonitis there that we got to decide whether or not we're going to wait to see if it clears up or DL, and we're still looking at that now.
Thank you, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, thank you. Well, Castillo is on the disabled list, and Francisco Pena is on the roster here tonight at Fenway Park. Adam Jones and Jim Hunter when we continue with a warm-up show right after this.
At Fenway Park in Boston, it's game two of this four-game series, O's and Red Sox, after the Orioles win last night. We'll hear from Adam Jones after this on the Orioles Radio Network. Well, last night here at Fenway Park in the opener of this four-game series, the Orioles won the game 5-2, but unfortunately there was an ugly and totally not necessary subplot that involved Adam Jones. Now, Adam was the target of racial slurs and even had a bag of peanuts thrown at him as he left the field between innings. Now, it was more than just normal hostile environment here at Fenway Park for an Orioles-Red Sox game. This got very personal. Now, Jones today addressed the media, and he was asked if he could identify those fans that were yelling the insults at him.
To pinpoint exactly who, that's damn near impossible. But to hear and understand what I heard, I got great hearing. And we understand that we're the road team and that the fans, they don't need to welcome us. It's all part of the competitive edge for the fan base to you know, tell the opponents, you know, you suck, haha, you struck out, and you know, various things on your performance, which is completely understandable and in the lines of just how sports works and how fan bases work. So I just heard that all night, and then it just caught something that caught my attention. I heard the N-word, and I get certain reactions when, you know, someone says something clever or says something really, really stupid and ignorant. And last night, it was not clever. It was really stupid and ignorant, so it caught my attention. And, you know, by the time you look back, you can't tell who says what or who's doing what. So I just was like, okay, this is really how it's going to go down here. So, okay.
So apparently, it was revealed today by some Red Sox players that this is not an isolated incident, that this has happened before, not only to Adam Jones last night, but other players. And Adam was asked by a local Boston reporter if this verbal abuse to him has been more noticeable at Fenway Park.
I mean, I'm not going to go and say that, oh, all Boston fans are like this. That would be very stupid for me to even mention something like that. I mean, my career playing against the Red Sox has been amazing. Support their players. I know the four franchises in this area have been very good, especially in my life. So they expect winning in the New England area, which is understandable, and they're very competitive as a fan base, which is completely understandable also. But in just things like this, they don't have a place in the game. Thought we've moved past that a long time ago, but obviously with what's going on in the, you know, in the real world, things like this, people are outraged and speaking up at an alarming rate, and it's unfortunate that I had to be involved with it.
Well, and then there was the peanut bag incident. Adam was walking off the field back to the Orioles dugout on the third base side between innings, and he was asked what happened. What compelled that fan to throw the bag of peanuts at him?
Coming off the field, I generally try and throw a ball to not necessarily the people that are, you know, sitting right by the dugout, but people sitting a little bit further. And I threw a ball, and I just put my glove down, and I just see a bag of peanuts fly right in front of me. It hit the cop, so he was really frustrated. So he turned around, and you know, immediately we tried to catch or see whoever did it, and we were able to see who the guy was. He was escorted at the stadium. I don't know the extent of anything past that, but the thing with throwing things onto the field is really unfortunate because, you know, our backs are turned. We don't know what you have. We don't know what you're throwing. We don't know the intent. You know, now if he caught my attention and he said, hey, I got something for you, and you tossed me the bag, that's completely different.
Now, since the Orioles do play at Fenway Park so often during the regular season, being in the AL East, Adam was asked again by a Boston reporter how often he has heard racial slurs directed at him here at Fenway Park.
It's a good question. I don't know how many fingers I have, their toes to keep count, but you hear it, and it's just unfortunate that you would, you know, someone would resort to try and, you know, bring you down like that and dumb you down by calling you such a name that's just nasty. And you know, my biggest thing is I just let people be who they are. Reality of it is most won't call you to your face. You know, it's easy to say it through social media or when you're in the stands. It's just, like I said, it's just unfortunate.
Particularly frustrating in the sense that you're a star player on a contending team. You're a quality human being. You're a pillar in the community.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I know you. And then just to have some ignorant people do whatever they do, it has to be particularly frustrating because of who you are as a person.
Right. It just sucks. I heard a Bill Russell story today, and Bill Russell won 11 championships here, and the things that I heard that happened to him based solely on his skin color. You know, it's unfortunate, man. Like I said, you think that you get away from that, especially being in sports. You come across all walks of life. You get to change not just my life, but I get to change other people's lives and outlooks on life. But for something like this, it just shows that people still live in their own world. They still have their own views, obviously. And some people like to express hatred towards another person.
Now, the Red Sox organization did respond today, and it went all the way up to ownership level. And Adam made a point, and he stated that he appreciated those who reached out to him.
I think it was tremendous how the Red Sox, how MLB, how they got ahead of it as soon as possible. As soon as they heard about it, I'm sure our PR, Kristen, I'm sure her phone's been blowing up. I know Mr. Angelos is well notified of it. My phone's been blowing up all morning, and I'm sure you guys have all gotten the same things from friends, family, loved ones, and it's just unfortunate.
And how seriously are the Red Sox taking this incident? Well, John Henry, the Red Sox owner, stopped by the Orioles clubhouse today.
I appreciated that greatly. Like I said, for Mr. Henry to take his time out to come and talk to me and Buck, to get ahead of it, to, you know, implement more security, to just try and find a resolve to it. And the hardest thing is to find a resolve, because it's a sporting event. It's 40,000 people here. It's hard to pick out a few people who decide to be ignorant. So I just like and appreciate what he coming and talking to me face to face instead of, you know, calling me or via text. He came face to face and just expressed his disgust, and he apologized on behalf of the whole city.
And as for the players' fraternity, Adam was asked if any of the Red Sox players reached out to him.
Mookie Betts, he tweeted at me. Price texted me this morning. And it's pretty awesome that they see it. It's bigger than the game, you know. These kind of things are bigger than the game. We're out here. This is a game. This isn't life or death. There's bigger issues in the world than a baseball game. This is purely entertainment.
And Mookie Betts sent out a tweet to Red Sox fans today urging them to give Adam Jones a standing ovation when he comes to bat in the first inning. Ozone Red Sox from Fenway Park. Stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter back at Fenway Park in Boston. And in the loss column tonight, Red Sox take game two of a four-game series. So they have split the first two games. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Kevin Gausman will try and crank it up one more time. Jim, interesting ball game tonight. Hey, when you go up against Chris Sale, if you give up more than two runs, chances are you're going to get beat, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, he came in with an ERA of 1.19, and the only reason he was just 1-2 in his decisions is the fact that up until tonight, the Red Sox couldn't score for him. In his first five starts, they scored a total of four runs. Tonight, they put five on the board. And, Joe, when you look at the scorecard, the Orioles, against Sale in eight innings, had five base runners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously it's tough to score if you don't get on base, and the Orioles weren't getting on base.
Well, they had no base runners until the fifth inning.
And
none.
And the bad taste left in the Orioles' mouths when Sale threw behind Manny Machado on the first pitch that Manny saw in the first inning. But you could tell the first three batters of the game, once all the nonsense ended with Sale throwing at Manny, you could tell he was on his game. He's throwing his fastball for strikes. He was throwing the breaking ball for strikes and the changeup for strikes, and he was moving it around the quadrants of the strike zone. So he was on his game tonight. He looked like he was pitching angry for having lost last week when he pitched very well against the Yankees and couldn't come up with a win. But again, you know the Orioles, and they're going to be talking about it in that clubhouse. They got to be pretty upset that Sale threw behind Manny Machado.
Well, that was so strange. I mean, Rickard struck out to begin the game. And then Adam Jones came up to hit. And the fans here at Fenway Park, just as Mookie Betts had implored them to do, they gave Adam Jones a very nice welcome and a standing ovation. So at that point, it was a very warm moment. And then just moments after that, he threw right at Manny Machado.
And Sale even walked out behind the mound and turned his back to home plate so Adam Jones could enjoy the moment. And when Sale then went back on the mound, Adam actually tipped his cap to him. He grabbed the bill of his cap. So here you're feeling really good about Chris Sale.
And well, then it was back to business.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the Orioles players lost a lot of respect for him because of what he did. Again, how many times are they going to throw at Machado? I mean, the thing is over. Dustin Pedroia, who was involved in the original incident, said it should have been over in Baltimore.
But I got to be honest. I mean, Chris Sale couldn't care less what the Orioles feel about him.
Well, I'm sure you
Because
right.
his teammates now have a lot of respect for him because he did what I'm sure his teammates felt he should have done, and that is, you know, a little payback for the way Dylan Bundy hit Mookie Betts in that ballgame yesterday.
All right, I'm sure you're right on the money about that, which means with two games left to go in the series, now one of the Red Sox hitters is in jeopardy because they threw at Machado yet again.
It could happen, that's right. Well, the umpires, I thought, early in the game, they did what they had to do. They took charge of the game. because in that situation, if they don't, and it could really get out of hand. It's not fair, but that's what they have to do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I do not think it's fair because Sale, obviously, the guy's got the best control in the league. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't miss throwing behind a hitter unless he's trying to do it on purpose.
No, there's no question. He was throwing at him.
Yeah.
No question.
I mean, I maybe got a little emotional in the first inning because I just thought it was nonsense, but I felt he should have been ejected. Now, they're never going to do that.
No.
He's too high-profile a player. The Red Sox are too high-profile a franchise. But I wonder if this was a game in Kansas City, if it might have been different. You know, that's the thing I think about because there's just no reason to do what Chris Sale did. None at all.
But he doesn't feel that way.
I guess you're right.
He doesn't feel that
way. No, I know you're right. Because
the Red Sox don't feel that way.
He did it. So you're right. I mean, but again, I think it puts some.
Hey, nobody got hurt.
Thankfully.
That's how good man he is. I mean, they tried to throw at him, and they throw at him, and they throw, and they haven't hit him yet.
Yeah, how about that?
That's pretty good. Chris Sale began the game by striking out Joey Rickard, and then he struck out Adam Jones, and then Manny Machado came up to hit, and we talked about it. Sale wasted no time. And now Machado almost got hit, and now Sale's going to get warned. Sale threw that ball directly behind Manny Machado, right around shoulders high. And Manny never moved backward. If he had, he would have gotten hit really hard. So right away, I think we get the answer that the Red Sox felt that Dylan Bundy in the game last night did intentionally throw at Mookie Betts. All right, by the way, saw a couple of replays after that. I take it back. Where Sale threw that ball was not shoulders high. It was more just above the knees high. But behind him, a very dangerous pitch. But Machado avoided getting hit by that pitch. And then moments later, Sale, well, he got the final word. And the left-hander again delivers. Fastball gets him looking. Machado on a check swing. But the fastball right down the gut, about 97. And Chris Sale begun his game tonight by striking out the side. And getting warned along with everybody else. Yeah, there was a warning issued after he threw that ball behind Manny Machado. Well, Alec Asher, he had a 1-2-3 first. And then in the second inning, after he retired four straight to begin his game, Moreland came up, he doubled, and then Pedroia gave the Red Sox the early lead. And the 2-0 pitch. Line drive up the middle. That's a base hit to center. Moreland, he can be waved in. Adam Jones comes up throwing. On a bounce, wide and late, it goes right past Caleb, up against the backstop. And so Pedroia is going to wind up at second base. It'll be a single, an RBI, and Pedroia winds up at second base on an Adam Jones throwing error. So there you go. That time Sale had retired six straight. He had a 1-0 lead. Came back. He got him 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts in the third. And then in the fourth inning, again, he got him 1-2-3.
Orioles still looking for a base runner. And the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Machado down on strikes, and Sale is on his game. That's eight strikeouts in four innings, and he has been a perfect 12 up and 12 down.
Yeah, so 1-0, and at that point, yeah, he had the perfecto underway at that point in the fourth inning. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, Hanley Ramirez came up as the leadoff hitter.
Swinging a high fly ball to left field. That ball is crushed, and that ball is going to go up to the light stanchion and out onto Lansdowne Street. Hanley Ramirez goes deep. He stays red hot, and it's a 2-0 Boston lead.
Yeah, he got all of that one, and so yeah, Chris Sale had just doubled his lead. But then the Orioles came back in the fifth inning. One out, bases empty. Chris Davis came up to hit, and that's when the perfecto, the bid, would come to an end. And now Davis on a breaking ball. He'll take the walk, and there goes the perfecto. Chris Davis becomes the Orioles' initial base runner in this game. It happened with one out in the fifth. Moments after that, Scope into a force out, and that's when Mancini came up to hit, and he made it a one-run game. Sale again okays it, and he will set. Look at first, and he comes home. Fastball lined into left center. On the run, Bradley not going to get to it. That's a gapper. It's up against the fence. Here's Scope rounding third. He waved in. Here's the throw. It bounces in the tag, and they missed him. Scope is safe at the plate. What a strong throw. And the catcher, Leon, got a tough in-between bounce, but he came up with it and then attempted to make a tag, and I think he missed him. And Scope has scored to make it a 2-1 game. Yeah, Scope, a beautiful fadeaway head first slide to avoid the tag. Asher came out for the bottom of the fifth inning. He got the first two out. But then Bogaerts, an infield single, and then Benintendi, a single, gave the Red Sox a couple of base runners. Mookie Betts came up to hit, and the Orioles in the first two games have played marvelous defense. Fly ball, left center, pretty well hit. Adam Jones on the run. He's going to back up, jump up, and make the catch on the back of the warning track. On a well-hit line drive, Adam got a great read on that thing, dashing back to the back of the warning track, and then timed it nicely. And the Orioles defense continues to excel here in the series at Fenway Park. And so still a tight game at that point. Asher came out for the bottom of the sixth inning. But again, Hanley Ramirez came up as the leadoff hitter.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball, deep left field. That ball's going to go. He hung a breaking ball, and Ramirez was all over it. A two-home run night for Hanley Ramirez, and it's 3-1 Boston. A bad mistake pitch on 0-2.
Yeah, indeed. 0-2, hanging breaking ball, and Ramirez took full advantage. Ramirez, by the way, has now hit four home runs in his last four games. And so in the seventh inning, here come the Red Sox again as Donnie Hart had come on to pitch in the seventh inning. He gave up a single. There was a force out. Bogaerts then a single. After another force out, exit Donnie Hart, enter Michael Givens to go to work on Mookie Betts.
And the right-hander deals, swinging a high fly ball to center field. That chases Jones back at SM Carey, and it's over his head for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Here's Bogaerts to score. Benintendi coming to the plate. The throw is not in time. Benintendi scores standing. And Mookie Betts with a base hit to center field, a double over the head of Adam Jones. And the Red Sox now have a 5-2 lead in the seventh.
That's a big hit for Mookie Betts, and that really hurt because moments earlier in the top of the seventh inning, Manny Machado actually got the last word against Chris Sale.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball off the bat of Manny Machado. Back that ball goes, back it goes, it is gone! And onto Lansdowne Street. Machado, who was thrown at by Sale in his first at-bat, gets even. And he is taking his time enjoying this home run trot. So it's a one-run game as Machado goes deep for a second consecutive game.
And that would be it. Eventually, Kimbrel came out of the bullpen to pick up the save. Got him 1-2-3 to end the game in the top of the ninth inning. Kimbrel gets the save. Sale evens his record now at 2-2. And Alec Asher, the right-hander, getting his second start tonight. Despite throwing a quality start, he takes the loss. In a moment, Jim Hunter. He's got Buck Showalter, and he's got Manny Machado. All right, Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Fenway Park. We should talk about the triple play the Orioles turned in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yep, I said a triple play. Red Sox had runners on first and second with nobody out. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a pop-up to deep short into shallow left. J.J. Hardy went out, got under it, and he misjudged it just a bit and could not get in position to make the catch. He kind of whiffed on it, and the ball landed safely. And, Jim, that's when all the confusion began because the Orioles alert J.J. picked up the ball. He fired the ball to second baseman Jonathan Scope, who then tagged Mitch Moreland, who was the base runner at second base, but he was off the bag. That's out number one. Scope then stepped on the bag at second to get a force out on the base runner at first, Dustin Pedroia. And then he relayed the ball to first base to get the batter, Jackie Bradley Jr., who had not run and had not gotten to the bag at first base. But it was very confusing. Even the umpires had to huddle to get that thing straightened out.
Yeah, I think the players, in particular Jackie Bradley at the plate, were very confused. They just thought it would be an infield fly rule because Hardy initially called off Trey Mancini. But there's a slant to that rule. As the infielder goes farther out into the outfield with his back to the infield, he no longer is an infielder in the umpire's mind. So the umpires correctly did not call the infield fly rule. So when the ball fell, Hardy's initial reaction was, well, let me throw to third and get a force. And I think Manny may have said to him, no, go to second, go to second. Manny must have seen the umpires did not call it. So Moreland is off the bag for whatever reason. I don't know why. So they get that easy out. And then because the infield fly wasn't called, the step on the bag and the throw to first, because Jackie Bradley didn't run, and they complete the triple play. Just a strange play that I think was helped out from the Orioles standpoint because the umpires did not call the infield fly, and the Red Sox thought it was.
And the umpires didn't get it straight until after Buck Showalter came out to get a clarification. They huddled, they met, they talked it over, and they decided, yep, it was a triple play.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Buck said to them, you know, by the way, that's a triple play. You know, he may have planted the seed, but when we did watch the replay after the play, it clearly was exactly what it ended up being. But, again, there was confusion because the Red Sox, they're on the offense there. They're assuming that's going to be called, and everybody just stopped.
Well, first time the Orioles have turned a triple play in about 17 years. Yeah. You've got Buck Showalter, right?
Yeah, let's get the postgame comments, see how the skipper is now. We'll head downstairs. Gary Thorne with Buck Showalter.
Buck, I thought Asher did a great job for you.
Really impressed. You know, we were short in the pen with some of the things we've had to do. He's really presented himself well. A lot of different looks. Made a couple mistakes with a curveball, but you know, with the way they were pitching tonight, it was going to be a real challenge. You knew you're going to have to hold them down.
Got Zach back.
Yeah. You know, we know he throws a lot of double play ball. He threw a triple play ball tonight, so. You know, he's right on cue, but it's, you know, you want to get that first one out of the way. I wish it had been in a different circumstance, but of course he won't be happy, but you know, he got another scoreless inning. We'll take the end game.
Did the umpires, you went out on that triple play, did the umpires have it already, or did you make a call?
No, I wanted to make sure that the double play, I want to make sure, first of all, they didn't call infield fly, and because it's not, and it's a judgment call, but you know, the guy, you know, he was out twice, the hitter, because he abandoned the base path, and we threw over. Really a heads-up play by everybody.
Sale, very tough. Tough for a get an approach against him, huh?
Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
Are we all done with this throwing behind people, hitting people stuff or not?
You know, he's a good pitcher, and we have good pitchers. You know, they keep poking Manny. He's going to have about 100 home runs.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, post-game comments of Buck Showalter and Gary Thorne talking with Buck about the first inning incident when Chris Sale threw behind the back of Manny Machado.